Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Some analysis now on a deal for a new Bills stadium. Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates is joining us. Jack, good morning. Governor Hochul yesterday was asked about a new stadium when she was in Wyoming County. She was asked by WBEN's Tim Wenger about it. And among the things she said was, you know, if they want Orchard Park, we'll make it happen in Orchard Park. Did we clear a big hurdle there?
Good morning. Absolutely. I think the governor committing to an Orchard Park site and following the Bills' desire to be there, I think that is a big hurdle. We've heard from an awful lot of folks who'd like to see a stadium in Buffalo, so her coming down on one side of that is a big deal.
So, big deal, maybe an expected one, right? I mean, the push for downtown Buffalo was largely driven by parties outside of the negotiation room. The big question on this has always really been about funding, right, when it comes to public dollars for a stadium. And I'm wondering, you know, now after we heard what the governor said yesterday, she thinks a deal can be done by the end of the year or could be done by the end of March. It would lead many to believe that, you know, any sort of agreement on numbers has either been reached or is not all that far behind. What challenges does that deal face after an agreement is reached between the state and the county and the Bills?
Well, I think that depends an awful lot on how many dollars we're talking about here, right? Is it half of the $1.4 billion? Is it a billion? I mean, how many dollars we're talking? I mean, the good news from the governor and the Bills standpoint is that in the state budget process, the governor is really the one driving the train. She has a lot of power on how the budget goes and sort of what's going to get done, right? We usually see, I don't know, somewhere between 95% to 98% of what the governor proposes in his budget ends up becoming law at the end of it, right? And usually the big fights have been less about dollars and more about policy. So she has a lot of say over this, but I think every dollar that goes up and, you know, however big the state portion of this is going to be, there will be some pushback.
How much say will the state legislature have once she comes up with a figure?
Well, again, what happens is the governor proposes, she'll propose her budget probably around January 20th, then there'll be some budget hearings, and then usually we see the legislature propose their own versions. Usually sometime in the middle of February, with negotiations kind of going right up until March 31st and sometimes into early April, right, even though the deadline is April 1st. You know, we've seen that the Bills Stadium has broad support in the Western New York delegation, and so I think that'll certainly help. But I think you'll hear from a number of legislators, especially some downstate legislators, who are going to say any dollar spent on a stadium in Buffalo is not worth it. So I think you'll hear a fair amount of teeth gnashing. But at the end of the day, the governor is likely to get what she wants. And probably if there is some pushback, it's going to be, well, we want our piece too. right? There's a lot of that in this process.
Is there a disconnect when it comes to talking about something like a football stadium in Albany where, I mean, this is going to get a lot of attention, presumably, right? The funding for this stadium, if that is going to be approved as part of the budget or not. You know, in the meantime, we'll just look just today. You know, the governor announces $65 million to spend on something that 30 counties already said they're not going to enforce. And that just kind of goes through without the bat of an eye. And there's hundreds of millions of dollars that get spent by the state on things that no one around the state ever pays attention to. But because this is the Buffalo Bills, it gets a lot of attention and with it a lot of scrutiny. Is there a disconnect there where, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, it sounds, say it's $800 million. I mean, that is a lot of money, obviously. But compared to what we're spending money on other things as a state, is it really?
Well, and that's where in the context of this budget, right, which could easily be a $200 billion budget, I mean, it's not that much money, right? And I think that's a good point, that as a percentage of the overall investment, and I'm sure they're going to push it as an economic development tool. In addition to keeping the Bills here, there'll be an awful lot of construction jobs and a lot of work for people. But there's no doubt. I mean, look, the Bills are the state's only NFL franchise, and it's going to get an enormous amount of attention. But I think it will be even more outsized because we have a governor from Buffalo who, you know, a self-prescribed Bills fan, and so I think the pressure will be on her. But I also think you're going to hear this exasperate the sort of divide we have in the legislature, with folks on the far left saying that this is not just a stadium, it's a giveaway to some billionaires who own the team. And they're not paying enough. And especially with an Orchard Park site where, you know, we're not going to even argue that they're going to do an awful lot of other things there, right? That there is absolutely going to be a lot of yelling and focus on this, and well, this compared to education spending and how many schools we could spend on this. So I do think it will get that attention.
You know, speaking of schools, $1 billion already for Buffalo schools just this year in funding that they've received. It is a lot of money going around each ways. That political point, I mean, this has kind of become like a political point of, you know, mainly you mentioned the far left where it's just this hard line of no public money for stadiums. You know, doesn't really matter anything else. That's the line, and you're sticking to it. You know, you'll see a lot of these same lawmakers were standing, cutting the ribbon when New York State opened its brand new plant in South Buffalo that's now for Tesla and Elon Musk.
Absolutely. But I also think some of it goes back to the history here, right? 20 years ago, the last mayor in New York City, Mike Bloomberg, really wanted to build a new stadium for the Jets in Manhattan. And that failed for a lot of real land use issues and where they wanted to put the stadium and what that meant in some people's districts and to people who didn't like it. But the fact that that failed and the state didn't spend that money on the Jets, you know, that's going to come up again as well. But like you said, these legislators are very happy to stand there and cut the ribbons on whatever it is, whether that was an investment in the state fair, you know, investment in other arts and cultural institutions across the state. And there will be a lot of that, but it's going to be controversial. But at the end of the day, you know, the governor really is driving this budget process, and I think she'll be able to get done whatever she needs to.
You know, Jack, what about, I'm thinking Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, the Islanders' new arena that just opened. Did none of those receive public, you know, subsidies?
Well, some of them did, but it's different about what they look like, right? So I think at the Islanders Stadium, there was a state and local investment, but most of that was around a new train station on the Long Island, you know, the rail out there. And so a stadium, that investment in the bricks and mortar versus making a whole neighborhood accessible, to rapid transit, is a different kind of investment.
Jack, appreciate the time. As always, Jack O'Donnell is with O'Donnell and Associates.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.